East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
We start with breaking news. Two people, including a child, have been shot and killed in Wentworth, south of Durban. Local security personnel say calls alerting them to a mass shooting first came through around mid-morning. Devon Govindsamy, who's with PT Alarms, says it happened on Hyme Street and three other children were wounded.
Residents of Hyme Street flat came under fire from unknown gunmen, causing injury to eight.
This is a developing story. Survivors and families of apartheid-era crimes are demanding an end to the delays in the Truth and Reconciliation Inquiry.
I don't believe that this is a capacity issue. We're not talking about a small law firm. We're talking about that entity that has thousands of employees that prosecutes tens of thousands of cases each year.
In May, President Cyril Ramaphosa established the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into halted TRC investigations and prosecutions chaired by retired Justice Sisi Kampepe. More than 20 families are still seeking justice and damages from the government. The commission's first sitting began earlier this week, but was abruptly adjourned to the end of the month. It's after objections from the NPA and Justice Minister over the involvement of Chief Evidence Leader Advocate Ismail Semenya. Semenya previously represented both parties, raising concerns of a conflict of interest. Said Kimi, who's with the Foundation for Human Rights, says the delays are frustrating for survivors and the families seeking justice.
The real crux of our frustration is that this is a procedural question, but that the parties who have raised that objection have been aware that he was appointed as evidence leader since August and had ample time to process that application, to formally ask for his recusal.
The construction of the Umlazi Canal is said to be completed ahead of schedule. Transnet's technical lead, Buhlem Tonganes, added his team has been working hard to wrap up the project before next year's November deadline. He says they've set their sights on finishing before Easter.
Our target right now is to make sure that by the time we go for Christmas break, this whole canal is actually secured. If there's any rain that hits during our Christmas time, we are not at risk of water then overtopping, unless then we get the same flood event that occurred back in 2022.
The canal, which flows through Umlazi and into Cuttings Beach in Mirbank, was severely damaged during the 2022 floods. Since then, Etekweni launched several multi-million rand projects to repair roads, bridges and stormwater systems affected by the disaster. The Presidential Etekweni Working Group yesterday inspected several projects under development in and around Durban. It also received a progress report from Mtongana. He says the Umlazi project has faced its fair share of challenges.
We've had issues with stakeholder engagement. We've had issues with the flooding, that continue to impact the work that we are currently doing. As you can see that the canal itself, it remains live. So it still needs to carry the water down to the water, to the ocean. But in between that, we've had to put some temporal diversions to ensure that we work on one side.
Our breaking news story this hour, two people, including a child, have been shot and killed in Wentworth, south of Durban. Local security personnel say calls alerting them to a mass shooting first came through around mid-morning. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.